Today's Amud for Chazara is Beitzel Amabez Amabez. We're holding on Amabez Amad Aleph by the last line, by the two dots. So says the Gemara, we mentioned in the Mishnah, Vein Choyt Chenas Apsil L'Shnayim, that the Tanakam in the Mishnah said that you're not allowed to cut a wick on Yom Tif. And then came Rabbi Huda Aimer Choyt Chabar, that you're allowed to cut the wick, but you're allowed to trim the wick by using a fire. So ask the Gemara, Maishna Besak and Delight. It seems like even Rabbi Huda agrees. Even Rabbi Huda, who allows machshirei echon nefesh on Yom Tif, even Rabbi Huda agrees that you can't cut the wick with a knife. So why not? So what are you going to say? Become misakin mana? Because you're not allowed to be misakin mana. Even Rabbi Huda, who allows machshirei echon nefesh, you're not allowed to make a kli. Well, then ask the Gemara, bo'or nami kum misakin mana. So when you do it with a fire, that's also making a kli. So says the Gemara. So why is doing it with a fire better? So says the Gemara. Tanu Reb Chiya Choyt Chabar Befish De Neiros. No, we don't just mean that you could take a fire and cut the wick. Avada, that would be tikkun mana. That would be problematic. What Rabbi Yehuda meant to allow is that what you do is you take two bowls with oil and you put one end of this long wick in one bowl, the other end in the other bowl, and then you light in the middle of the wick, and then by default the wick's going to end up splitting in half, and you'll have two smaller wicks. So that already is not near a kemisakin, and therefore that's what Rabbi Yehuda was matir. But in a chanami, you can't take a fire and just trim the wick with a fire. Amr Rav Nasa bar Abba Amar Rav, meichten es apsilo biyamtif. You can be meichten. My meichten. What does it mean to be meichten the wick? Amr Rav Chanina bar Shlamyo, la duye chushcha. What it means is that if you have some black, some burnt parts on the top of the wick, you want to take it off, that's mutter. That's not a problem of tikkun manam. Tani bar kapara, shisha dvarim nemru bepsila. There are six halachas that were said about a wick on Yom Tif. Shlei shalahachmer, shlei shalahakol. Three were said l'chumra, three l'kula. So first lahachmer. Number one is ein gaidla naisei l'chadchila b'Yom Tif. You're not allowed to twist strands and make it into a wick on Yom Tif. It's tikkun mana. Ve'ein behavve naisei ba'ar. And you're not allowed to burn the top of the wick in order to get rid of the loose strands and make it easier to light. So that's tikkun mana. You can't do that. And you can't cut it in half. Like we mentioned before, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't take a knife and cut the wick. The three halachas that were lakula is number one is mimachla biyad. You can make it smaller by just pressing the thick wick, and you want to make it thinner, so you can just press it together with your hand, and that's mutter. It's not a problem of tikkun mana. V'sheira b'shemen, you could soak it in oil to make it easier to light. V'chaydcha ba'ar b'fishte neiros. And you're allowed to cut it with the fire, like we explained before. It means you put each side of the wick into two separate bowls, and you light it in the middle. V'am rav nasa bar abu amar rav. Now that we mentioned the top statement from Rav Nasan bar Abba Amar Rav, the Gemara just quotes now another completely unrelated statement, seemingly, from Rav Nasan bar Abba Amar Rav, that Atirei Bavel Yardei Gehenim. The rich people in Bavel, they're going to go to Gehenim. Ki Hada Shabsoi bar Marinos. Because we see that they have a certain teva, like in the story of Shabsoi bar Marinos, that Iklila Bavel, he went to go visit Bavel. Ba'i Minayu Iska, he asked him for some business, we can make some money. Will Yahavule, no one wanted to give him a job. Mizaine, he asked for some food. Nobody wanted to give him food. So Amar, he commented and he said, you see from this that they have no rachamim, they didn't have mercy on Shabsoi, so Hani me'erev rav kasu. It must be that they come from the Erev Rav. Dechsev, because it says about Avram Avinu, it says, V'nasun l'cha rachamim v'richamcha, and the pasuk concludes, Kashar nishbal avaysecha, so we darshan from here that the rachamim is associated with the avos, kol amirachim ala briya is be'edua shu mizara shel Avram Avinu. That somebody who has rachamim, he has mercy on other people, he must be a descendant of Avram Avinu. V'chom mi she'enoi merachim ala briyos, but anybody who doesn't have rachamim on other people, so biyadua she'enoi mizaru shel Avram. So he must not be a descendant of Avram Avinu. V'amar Rav Nasa bar Abba Amar Rav, another statement from Rav Nasa bar Abba Amar Rav, kolam etzapa shulchan acherim, somebody who's relying, somebody who has to rely on someone else's table, he doesn't have his own, what he needs, and he has to rely on others. So olam chashich be'adai, so his world, his life is dark. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, noydeidu lalechem ayi yada ki nachin biyado yoyim choyshech, that his day is like choyshech. Rav Chista Amar Rav Chayav enam chayim, that also his life is not not a, is something chaser, is something lacking in his life, it's not a complete life. Tan Rabbanan, it says the Braisa that Shloisha Chayehem Einem Chayem, about three different categories of people, so their life is missing. Ve'eluhein, and these are the three categories. Number one is Hametzapel Shochan Chaveray, somebody who needs to rely on others, like we just said. Number two is Umishi Ishtem Meshalas Alav, somebody who gets ruled by his wife. And number three is Umishi Yisurin Meshlin Begufay, somebody whose body is just completely consumed with Yisurin. V'yeshayimrim, and some have a fourth, that Af Misha Einloi Elo Chalok Echad, a person who only has one shirt, he can't do the laundry, he's going to get bugs on his shirt, he's going to get very itchy, so that's also a life that's very chaser. V'tanekama, why doesn't the Tanekama mention this fourth case of the person who doesn't have a shirt? He only has one shirt. So says the Gemara, because after the me'ayim b'mane, he holds that that's not so terrible, because a person could use his eyes, he'll look at his shirt, and he'll take out the bugs, and like that, he could deal with it without even doing the laundry, and it's fine. Says the Mishnah, in shayver nesacheres v'in choytchen anyar litzleis bay maliach, you're not allowed to cut a piece of pottery or paper in order to use it to roast some fish on top of it. If you put this salty fish, this maliach, directly on the grill, it would completely burn. So they used to cut a piece of pottery or paper and use it as like a hefsek in between the fish and the grill. You're not allowed to cut the pottery or the paper. And we'll see in the Gemara why not. Ve'engarf in taner v'kirayim, and you're also not allowed to shovel out. If there's some clay that falls into the oven and you want to take it out, you're not allowed to do that on Yom Tov, because machshiri eichol nefesh, like the Rabbanan, machshiri eichol nefesh is aser. Aval mechabshim, but you could press the clay down in order to make room to put your pot into the oven. You can't put two chavyos, two kalim next to each other, in order to then put another kli on top with the fire in the middle. We'll see in the Gemara the issues with that. You're not allowed to lean your kadeira on a piece of wood, which we'll see more in the Gemara. V'chein bedelis, also a door. You can't lead a behemoth with a stick. Rabbi Shimon says that you could guide an animal using a stick. And again, we'll see all of this, the details and the reasons for each thing in the Gemara. So now says the Gemara first, my taima, what's the issue with cutting the paper or the cheres to use it as a hefsek in between the fish and the grill? What's wrong with cutting the paper or the cheres? Says the Gemara, mishum de kamisakein mana. The issue is because of tikkun mana. Ve'engarf in taner v'kirayim, you're not allowed to shovel out the clay that falls into the oven. So taner b'chia bar yosef kamed rav nachman ve'emiyef shel lafeis elam kein garfei mutter. He taught him that the braisa says that if you can't cook in any other way without getting rid of the clay, so then you are allowed to get rid of it. Meaning, when you cook, the clay is so high and it's so much that when you cook in it, the bread or the food that you cook in it is going to touch the walls of the oven and get all burnt, so then you are allowed to shovel out the clay. Rashi says this is dafka according to Rabbi Yehuda, that machshiri eichol nefesh is mutter on Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, the bisud Rabbi Chiya nafula arecha betanura. The wife of Rabbi Chiya, she was cooking in the oven, and a brick fell into the oven. Biyomatava on Yom Tov. So Amar la Rabbi Chiya said to her, Chazi dano riftam al yasabina. I want to have good bread. I don't want to have burnt bread. So you could take out the brick. Amar le Rava l'shamoi. Rava said to a shamish, Tfeili bar avza, roast for me some goose meat. Vizdaher micharucha, make sure it doesn't get burnt. Meaning he was telling him to shovel out the oven. So you see, these Amorayim, they held like Rabbi Yehuda that machshiri eichol nefesh is mutter on Yom Tov, and being that it was going to affect their food, so they gave a heter to shovel out the brick. Amar le Ravina l'Ravashi. Ravina confronted Ravashi and he said to him that Amar lan Ravacha mihutzel. Ravacha mar hutzel from Hutzel told us the Mar Sharkan le Tanura biyamatava. Now you have your avadim that they spread some they smear mud over the cracks of the oven to close up the cracks so that the heat should stay inside the oven. The problem with that is that they were making the mud on Yom Tov. Mixing water with dirt is lush. So how were they allowed to do that? How do you allow your avadim to do this? So Amar Lei, so Rav Ashi responded to Ravina, and he said to him, so Amar Lei, Anona Rakta Defrasam China. No, we don't make the mud. We live right by the Euphrates River. Over there, the mud is very soft, and we use that mud. We don't have to do lasher, that we just use that mud. But this, that you're allowed to use that mud, it's being that it's completely not in your possession. It's by the banks of the river. So you have to mark it off before Yom Tif, and like that, then it's not muksa. You have to designate it. Amar Ravina, v'kitma shari. On this topic of lush, so says Ravina that you should know you're allowed to mix water with ashes on Shabbos and Yom Tif. That doesn't involve a malach of lush, because the water and the ashes, just the metzias of it, is that they don't really mix together. It's not a bar gibel, and therefore there's no isra of lush.